Today's reading is in John chapter 8, beginning in verse 25. John chapter 8, beginning in verse 25. So they said to him, "Who are you?" Jesus said to them, "Just what I have been telling you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true, and I declare to the world what I have heard from him." They did not understand that he had been speaking to them about the Father. So Jesus said to them, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him." As he was saying these things, many believed in him. So Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who practices sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The Son remains forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And I know that you are offspring of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have heard from your father." So despite all this opposition that we've been talking about against Jesus, them trying to test him, capture him, arrest him, all of these different things, you find here this statement, "Many believed in him." And Jesus encourages them there when he says, "If you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples. You'll know the truth and the truth will set you free." But this confuses them. It leaves them with this quandary of, what do you mean set us free? We haven't been slaves. And so they're taking it very literally. And they're thinking, you know, I'm not a slave, so how can I then be set free? So understand a couple of things that Jesus is trying to communicate to them here. First, it's great that they believe in him. But in order to truly be a disciple, they have to abide in the word and they have to be set free. So that means that they need forgiveness, and that means that they need obedience, both together. You cannot separate them and still be a true disciple. You have to abide in the word. You have to be set free, which is to be forgiven. Now, there's a couple of ways that you could take their language in verse 33 when they say that we are offspring of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. If they're speaking of they themselves in their lifetime, then that's probably true. But if they are speaking of themselves as Jews, then that's obviously not true. There are many times in which they had been enslaved. And even though you wouldn't necessarily call it slavery, they are under Roman rule at this time. But again, they're taking this so literally that they're not understanding what Jesus is promising. He's not talking about, okay, you won't have to do what other people tell you to do. You're always going to be in that case. You're always going to have somebody you answer to. But what he's talking about, of course, is freedom from sin. Freedom from sin only comes through forgiveness. So sinning makes you a slave. Sinning makes you enslaved to, you know, the sin and enslaved to Satan, and the same type of bondage with the same type of future that is reserved for him and those that follow him. Now, in the off case that they do understand what he's talking about in terms of sin, then that would mean that they don't see themselves as needing freedom. And if that's the case, then that's a terrible state indeed, because then they really don't understand the condemnation that they are under. And nobody makes a change. Nobody obeys God without understanding the condemnation that they are under. So Jesus is bringing truth, and that truth has the capability to give them freedom, to liberate them from the bondage of sin. He's bringing truth that not only tells them how to be forgiven, but how to live righteously. It teaches us about God's love and his grace and the sacrifice for us and the righteous path that teaches us about the holiness of God and the requirements that are needing to be met in order to be in fellowship with the Father. Now, we can put these thoughts together and understand that to be a true disciple means to have freedom. It means to have fellowship with the Father. And you can't negotiate your way into that. You can't just do it halfway. You're either fully a disciple or you're not a disciple at all. It doesn't work anywhere in between. If we want to be in fellowship with God through Jesus, then we have to meet the requirements under the covenant. That is, we need to abide in His Word. We need to follow Him. And when the Son sets us free, then we truly have freedom. Then verse 37, He says, I know that you are offspring of Abraham. Okay, there's the physical lineage. Yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. So they're not spiritual offspring of Abraham. That's what He's telling them. He says, I speak of what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father. And of course, we're going to get into that in tomorrow's reading, talking about what He means by that statement, you have heard from your father. So some very important concepts that are in John chapter 8 here in these few verses that we've read, concepts that we still need to understand today, that we still need to take advantage of today to be true disciples, to be free, and to have that fellowship. I know this was a quick and short reading for today, but hopefully it gives you some things to think about and perhaps spend some time in thought and prayer today, that we fully abide in the Word of God, that we might be true disciples. Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.